setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without writing happy birthday loser on a kid's birthday cake, you're doing okay.
A kid? Why? How? What happened?
Hey, remember that birthday cake that actually turned into a marijuana theme a few weeks back?
Yeah, don't you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
This is much worse.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
All right. Before you start pitchforks and going to burn the place down, let's hear the story.
Look at this poor little girl.
Yeah, so it's this girl staring at this cake. She's two. She can't read, but still.
Okay, great. Oh, right, thank God.
Right. Yeah, her name's Elizabeth. She's 2 years old. She's just staring at the birthday cake.
Yeah, she's clearly expecting some sort of character on it.
And it says, happy birthday, loser, but
a mix-up at a Missouri Walmart left this little sweetheart with a cake that reads, happy birthday, loser.
Oh, I love God. The anchor.
Her mom
the
asked for the cake
it.
To actually read, happy birthday, lizard.
Yeah, her nickname's the lizard. And they misheard it as loser.
I'll make sure that
that's her nickname. But just as she was leaving the store, she realized it said, happy birthday, loser.
Oh, wow.
She did wind up getting her daughter, Elizabeth, a new cake with her real name on it.
Yeah.
And while the girl does look a little down in this photo.
Yeah, the picture is
less
just
than impressed.
I know, the picture is just like her shoulders are slumped and she's just kind of looking at her birthday cake like, oh.
Her mom did post on Facebook that she can't read, so they
good.
Didn't tell her what it actually said. She added, even if we did tell her that the cake said she was a loser, she doesn't know what a loser is, so.
Okay.
Great.
There you go.
I want to go back in time to where I didn't know what things like that meant.
But yeah, she said they all had a good laugh. She and her husband had a laugh afterwards.
You
but
have to.
But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day, if you maybe work at a bakery and you hear something like that come across the phone,
let's spell it out.
Maybe double check.
Yeah.
Let's
repeat it. Let's spell it out. And like, okay, I just want to make sure we are absolutely clear, because once it's in frosting, it's permanent. Otherwise, you have to start all over.
Okay. That's all right. Really it's permanent. Sure.
Waste frosting.
Right. All right. If you can manage to make it through the day, without writing happy birthday loser on a kid's birthday cake, you're doing okay.
Especially a 2-year-old girl.
Yeah, that is setting the bar.